Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this evening is the gospel lesson, especially two verses. Verse 2. This man receives sinners and eats with them. And then later on, when he came to his senses, he said. So this man receives sinners and eats with them, and this is an example of the unintentional preaching of the gospel, is it not? They're scattered throughout the Bible. Unintentional preaching of the gospel. Somebody who is against it all says something, and their words are actually truer than they realize. This man receives sinners and eats with them, and that's the whole point. But the Pharisees are scandalized. More on that later. The other verse is in the middle of the parable. Parable of the prodigal son, or somebody's asked, is this the parable of two prodigal sons, or is it the parable of the prodigal father? Everything's gone wild in this story, hasn't it? Nothing fits what is likely to happen in this life. Hey, Father, give me my share of the inheritance. Let's just pretend you're dead. Hand it over. And the father does. Well, the next part does happen. Off into a distant country, riotous living, everything's gone, nothing there. There is a famine. To do anything to survive. But put it back into context. Notice the occupation Jesus describes him as taking up now. He is sent out to feed the pigs. And to the Jewish people, unclean, shameful. And the reason why you avoid those things is because if you get into the unclean, you are unclean. Wanted to eat the pig's food, but that might have gotten him fired. Maybe sneak just a few handfuls. And he realizes, going my way is not working. And remember we talked about the word for repentance? Having a new mind, complete change of mind. Well, here it is. When he came to his senses. Which leads somebody to wander down this path and say, does that mean that we who are sinners are insane? You know what the answer to that is? Yeah. You want to hear the longer answer? Turn on the news. They'll cover it for us, won't they? The whole human race seems to have gone completely mad. Well, that's what happens when you don't listen to God and you decide to listen to a snake who says, Garden of Eden, no, here's an apple. And you take the apple. So he comes to his senses and returns, here's this unclean son trudging up the road. The smell must have been something powerful. Wow. Can you imagine being one of the servants out in the field closer to the road, and there he goes walking by, and you go, wow. What's the father do? What's he do? Come on. Runs up, hugs him. Whoa. Then what's he do? Kisses him. Wow. There's huge lessons in that. If in the parable, the figure of the father is God, putting his arm around that horribly unclean, reeking of sin, son of his. And then planting his lips on. There may have been some bathing later on, I don't know. Just to put the whole thing in perspective. Now, this is what is coming up the road, and what the father sees, and the reaction is what? The overjoyed welcoming back was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found, and it's time for a feast. Can we insert a bath between the welcome and the feast, please? Okay. There's a bath between it. There is, actually, there is. Because you know who the unclean coming up the road is? Who is that? That's us. And God welcomes. Was lost and is found. Was dead and is alive. And then there's a bath. Don't believe me? How do I know this? Because I got a bath. I think you understand where I'm going on this, don't you? It's there's the bath to wash us and make us clean. And then it's time for supper, isn't it? And we're here for supper. And let's keep on with the description. So the older son comes near the house. What's he hear? What's the older son hear at the house? Music and dancing. Who's writing this parable? It's Jesus, and he's given a picture of what's it like in the Father's house. And he chooses the words music and dancing. And there are some who will wander up and say, but I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. That just came through on Facebook again. What does he hear in the Father's house? Music and dancing. In the Father's house. But let's go back and snag those other two parables that we kind of slid past, because we had 2.5 verses of introduction, and then we jumped to the third of the parables, which is the prodigal son. There's the prodigal sheep. There's the lost coin. And Jesus tells these parables, and the good shepherd finds the sheep and says to his friends, celebrate with me, I've found my sheep that was lost. And then he turns to the crowd and says, so I tell you, in the same way, There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous. The lost coin celebration. And tell you there will be joy among the angels of God. He's just ramping up. And then in the third parable, he gets to describe it more fully. Music and dancing there in the Father's house. And how long is that celebration going to last? Well, you know, forever. Yeah. And this is what we're bound for. This incredible, amazing celebration, because we have a prodigal father. Prodigal from prodigious. The son was prodigious in his foolish spending. The father is prodigious in his, could you call it foolish love? Prodigious. What did he do out of that foolish love? Sent his son Jesus to die for us. This is not anything that you deserve or anything that you could earn or anything that you could show later on that it was worth the investment. It simply is a gift from a prodigal father who does things that are way out of bounds. Calls us into his kingdom and welcomes us and does that through the death of his own son, through the blood of Jesus on the cross, through taking the wrath that we deserved and pouring it out on Jesus instead, through then raising Jesus from the dead, not just so he can have his son Jesus back, but by raising him, the human Jesus, with a human body, hands with nail prints that the disciples could see and touch, by raising him from the dead in that way, it is the beginning of your future, of your resurrection. That's what God the Father is doing on Easter morning, raising you through raising Jesus. And he continues to be prodigal, doesn't he? Pouring out more than you could ever imagine or deserve. And then Jesus is prodigal as well. Who doesn't stop at saying, oh, sin's forgiven. Okay, we're good. Now he says, sin's forgiven and share my kingdom. And he doesn't stop at that either. So it's sin's forgiven, share my kingdom, and here is my flesh and my blood, take and eat. Does God know no limits to his love for us? That he comes to connect that closely and bring and propel us into eternal life and an endless, what can only be described in human terms as an endless music and dancing celebration of the joy of life and life redeemed. Would you believe me if I told you there's more in this parable, and I'm going to hold on to that for the next time around. Because there's more. But that's enough for this year. In Jesus' name, amen.